Well, I'm going to give it to you. Because there's been a few things that have been ticking me off over the last couple of weeks, especially in the last few news cycles. I'm Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You want to get in your 2 cents in our last segment of the show? 2 cents, nickel, dime, or quarters worth, 855-752-4842. We've been talking about term limits and how to make democracy work better for regular people. Dan from Wausau says this: if one politician is corrupted and then they endorse the next person, if we've got term limits, couldn't they be corrupted as well? Yeah. But on average, over time, I actually think term limits are less likely to produce corruption, though that's not perfect, of course. The big problem that we've got is the money in the politics. Now, there are a few things that have been in the news that have, again, really ticked me off over the last few days and a couple of weeks. And I'm going to share them with you. And I'm going to relate it all back to term limits and what exactly we're talking about here. Because, again, always remember, there is a through line between all these little bits of news that you see every day. Things seem not connected, but they really are part of one big whole. And here is the thing. We have an incredibly expensive and frustrating version of democracy here in this country. Most of us don't feel confident about it. And what's making us ill-confident about it is the fact that the things that the vast majority of us agree upon, we don't see being enacted into law. And what we see is politicians that capitalize on the things that divide us, instead of looking to enact laws and policies, again, that the vast majority of us agree on. So here are the things that have been in the news in the last 48 hours that have really gotten my goat. They have built a concentration camp in Florida. And make no mistake, it's a concentration camp. There is planned to be 5,000 beds to hold people who were picked up who are not here legally. But again, remember, once here illegally more than 6 months, there is no pathway to citizenship. There is no pathway to get here legally. So once you're here illegally, that's you. So 5,000 beds in a concentration camp in the swamps of Florida with temperatures over 100 degrees, 5,000 beds where people that got picked up for parking tickets are being put. They can't call their lawyers. Folks are reporting bugs the size of thumbs, swarms of mosquitoes. The lights are on 24 hours a day. There's no clocks. And it's either over 100 degrees or the air conditioning is blowing so much and so cold that people are freezing at night. Food is served when it is served with worms. The toilets sometimes don't flush. They don't have access to toothbrushes or regular bathing. The electricity is spotty. There's been floods. Why did they build this concentration camp in Florida? With millions of Floridian taxpayer dollars to do what? Hold federally detained persons. That should be the federal government's job. That's been going on. Derek Van Orten in the last couple of days has claimed credit where none is due. This man has no shame. Specifically, has claimed credit for additional money is coming in to help fund Wisconsin's Medicaid, which is rich considering that was triggered by Governor Evers signing the budget, which had nothing to do with Derek Van Orten at all. State budget, federal Medicaid dollars. And it's especially rich and completely hypocritical and totally ridiculous when Derek Van Orten voted for the big brutal bill, which will end up shutting down hospitals in his district and leaving people with less health care and more expensive health care where they can even get it. And then this, Ron Johnson, who for weeks, railed against the big, brutal bill and said that there was absolutely nothing, not a thing on the planet that could ever get him to vote against it because it exploded the deficit by trillions of dollars. In an interview with a local journalist, when asked why he voted for it, said that if you set aside the $4.5 trillion in tax cuts for mega corporations, billionaires, and 100 millionaires, quote, we actually did reduce the deficit. Senator Johnson, Wisconsin deserves better. That's not how math works. And Tom Tiffany.
Should we blame the government or blame society?
Or should we blame the images on TV?
No, blame Canada! Blame Canada!
Oh, yes.
The beady little eyes and flap their heads so long.
Oh, yes. Tom Tiffany, let's just blame Canada. Instead of talking meaningfully about climate change for the haziness that we see in our Wisconsin skies because of Canadian wildfires. Sent a letter to that effect to the Canadian ambassador. What does all of this have in common? What does the fact that Representative Tucker has only gotten one co-sponsor for his term limit bill indicate? And that is that our elected officials lack courage. These people are cowards who say that they believe in one thing, and then do exactly the opposite. We deserve better, Wisconsin. We deserve better as Americans. That's going to do it for me today. Tune in tomorrow. I got Jim Santel with me. We're going to be talking about what the Supreme Court did this term in the United States and what you should know about it. Keep it locked.